are you, Kev?
Now, explain where we are, what this incredible night's about, and the fact we're on a green grass carpet.
Yeah, this was a great idea. We're at the Grove in Watford, and we're having myself and Justin Rose are doing a big event for Cancer Research UK Kids and Teens. Really looking forward to it. The idea came about because myself and Justin, felt strongly about cancer in kids and teens, and it's the leading cause of death in kids and teens in the UK. So we wanted to come up with some idea of making a few quid for this unbelievable charity. The work they do is insane. I've seen it in recent weeks, the work I've been doing with them. I've got to see what they're about and the work that they actually do, and it's unbelievable. And yeah, we just wanted to put on a big event and make a big deal out of it and raise a few quid.
And of course you combine that with your passion for golf.
Indeed. It turns out one of my mates is a top 10 golfer in the world, so...
That's handy.
Yeah, exactly. Passion for golf. We have a big golf day tomorrow. I don't know how we'll fare out in our heads, but I think we'll have a good night tonight, raise a few quid and go out and enjoy ourselves tomorrow.
I mean, golf has always been your passion. Is it? You're always with the band, you always escape to play golf. Yeah. And are you playing well now?
That was my way of when it was hectic around the hotel, that was the way of sneaking out the back door, putting the golf clubs in the boot and getting to a course for a few hours and just having a bit of time to myself. Myself and Harry spent a lot of time on golf courses around the world. And then recently, since I've had a bit more time, it's one of those sports that you need to be playing a lot to be any good at. So myself and Rosie went on holidays after Augusta, the Masters this year, and he basically reconstructed my golf game, and now I'm actually not that bad at it. So yeah, so I feel like I can put on a golf event.
And the exciting news is that going forward, you're going to be helping find the future stars.
Indeed, yeah. Myself and Modest, our management company, Harry and Richard, the boys who own Modest, we got together, myself and them, and started Modest Golf. And we're looking, basically, I have strong passion about like the next batch of young golfers coming through. So we just announced that we're sponsoring an event, the Northern Irish Open, on the Challenge Tour, which is the tour that they come through to get to the European Tour, the PGA Tour. So looking at all those young lads coming up, and I want to be part of the next batch of golfers because it's obviously the future.
And the other passion, music. Yeah. What is happening? I hear you might be.
Yeah, just been in the studio. Nothing like sneakier in the pipe. And there's nothing in particular going on. Just writing. It's something that I've always enjoyed, as you know. And been writing with a few of the lads who I've, maybe you're making relationships down through the years. So I've been able to just go, do you want to write? Call up someone. Do you want to write? Yeah, cool. Let's go in the studio and write. Not particularly writing for anything, but just having a bit of a laugh, really.
Writing for yourself, though?
Possibly in the future, maybe something. But at the moment, nothing really. The golf thing is taking my interest at the minute, as you can tell.
Have you loved taking this break, obviously?
Yeah, it's been brilliant. It actually doesn't feel like we've been off like 6 months already. And I was talking to Louis about it the other day. It feels like it was only yesterday that we were touring. And yeah, it's been, I have to say, it's been really good. Just been able to chill out, not really have a schedule, and just been able to do our own thing and play golf and go on holidays and go to all the sporting events that I've wanted to for the last 5 years, but touring's, conflicted schedules and stuff like that. So it's been really nice.
Do you wish Harry well with his movie?
Yeah, I've heard it's going really well. I actually met this guy in the tube yesterday that said he was working on special effects in the movie. Apparently Harry's a good actor. So, Kevin Peterson said to kick him in the arse. I heard it's great, and I'm really looking forward to it. He looks smart with the new hair and all the army gear, so hopefully he's Christopher Nolan. It's going to be good.
We're playing History on Heart. Are you loving hearing it? It's a great record.
Oh, yeah. Love that song. Keep playing it. Love it.
Enjoy your night now.
Thank you very much.
Evening, Ollie.
Hi, Kev. How are you?
I've missed you.
How are you, sir?
Look great. Look at you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, but it's all a shame. Now, look.
I love this green carpet.
It's a bit different, isn't it?
A bit different.
You love your sport. Niall. It's a big one tonight, so you had to be here, surely.
Oh, of course. Me and Niall go back a long way, and we're good mates. And it's amazing to be a part of this foundation tonight. It's the first event that they've done together, Justin Rose and Niall. So it's a huge event. And obviously, again, raising amazing money for cancer research for teens and families. So it's going to be an amazing night. I'm looking forward to it. Niall asked me to do it. I was like, 100%. So I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be good.
You've had some time out. You've been busy. You've been recording. I've missed you. What's going on?
I'm excited. Literally, the next month or so, it's all going to kick off. So I've got loads of exciting things coming. I've had my break. I've had my time off. I've got Soccer Aid to come at the weekend. Then once Soccer Aid's out of the way, it's full steam ahead with the album and the music, really. So I'm super excited about the rest of the year.
Have you been loving being back in studio and writing?
Yeah, it's been really cool. It's been nice to kind of just enjoy that, enjoy seeing my friends and family, seeing my nephew, just kind of like enjoying a bit of free time, but at the same time knowing that it's a very important year for me, It's an important year for my music, and I really want to come back with a bit of a bang and I think this album is fantastic. So
you know me, I always ask, so a single coming soon? What can you say?
Yeah, very, very soon. Yeah, very soon.
And the sounds?
I can't tell you too much, but it's going to be cool. It's going to be really fun.
And Soccer Aid, you're looking forward?
Soccer Aid's going to be great. I feel really fit this year. I feel ready for it. Obviously, an amazing lineup. Again, for an amazing charity, UNICEF's incredible. So it's going to be a huge night, huge fun. Please come and watch. Please get involved. And I can't wait.